You're listening to the We Are Libertarians Podcast Network. Find all of our shows at wearelibertarians.com.
Gentlemen and ladies, welcome back to On the Run with Remzo W. Martinez. This is going to be a short episode because this isn't really much of an episode. I don't have really much to share with you today. This is more of an announcement, so I wanted to have you all hear it from me directly, so that way there's no confusion. You know, my good friend and business partner, Mark Clare from Lions of Liberty, recently announced that he was leaving Lions of Liberty, take some time off, and he was going to pursue another show. So some people started reaching out to me. They're like, Remzo, what does that mean for you and Mark? And I'm like, well, Mark is doing that. If you're a listener and subscriber and supporter of the Second Print Comics podcast, which comes on twice a week, nothing changes there. You'll still hear Mark and myself every Wednesday and Friday at the Second Print Comics podcast. But as for me, I announced this probably within about a day, and it was not intentional. I didn't know when Mark was going to announce when he was leaving Lions, but I went ahead and announced on Twitter that I would be dropping On the Run to one episode a week. So let's talk about that. First off, monthly downloads have been higher every month since January, and I mean, we're seeing a rate of growth I have not seen in a year. We've gained probably about 1,000 new downloads within a 30-day period every month since June. It's been phenomenal. I don't know what really happened. I think it has to do with some of the Instagram growth that we have seen since January of this year over at OTR underscore Remzo. I was trying to really expose myself to a new audience, and that account is currently at around 3,300 followers. So thank you if you've been following there. Newsletter subscribers at remzo.substack.com. I get more people reading my newsletter now than I have downloads of the podcast, which is crazy. And all this to say, lots of good things. We've seen a huge spike in the podcast, in the newsletter audience over the past couple of weeks. We had a pretty big drop in the summer, and over the past couple of weeks, I found that I was in the top 10% of Substack creators, and that was pretty cool. So Substack went ahead and featured me in some of their recommended sections and other places, so we got a whole bunch of new people who haven't even listened to the podcast yet. So with all that to say, if downloads are high, if readership is high, if social media is high, why would I drop to one day a week? Well, it comes back to this. What is that dangerous freedom that we talk about at the beginning of the show? Listeners who have been listening for more than a couple of minutes know that in the past 50 or so episodes, we really tried to refocus things. And by we, I mean me, the We Are Libertarians Network, my guess, I've really tried to narrow down the message of what is dangerous freedom. And it's kind of ironic in a way, because dangerous freedom really is just living life more on your terms compared to what everyone around you is trying to say you should be doing, especially in this post-COVID world. Just living a normal life, trying to raise your family, trying not to be in debt to creditors and banks and institutions that just don't like you as a person. And I mean, I say that a lot, and people are like, well, you know, how can this institution not like you? No, there are institutions that straight up don't like you. There's a reason why we've been talking about the World Economic Forum so much. They actually hate you. They're actively planning your own demise. And you know, we're trying to get back to that because it's seen radical by today's standards. 10 years ago even, this was just considered everyday life, but now it's considered dangerous freedom. And through the course of On the Run, you know, let's take it in phases, the first three phases of this long journey that we've embarked on. When I started, I was working remotely as a social media coordinator for a newspaper during the lockdown. And I had to completely reboot the show because it was going to be a travel show. And then we had to figure out, like, you know, what are we traveling to and what are we doing because the world is shut down. So because of all the extra time, because I had to kind of retool everything, it made it easy for me to do twice a week, to do like 2-hour episodes twice a week. And for a while, it really, really, really blew up in 2020. Then 2021 comes and Parler gets zapped and a whole bunch of things get zapped. Luckily, I have the newsletter audience and that really helps sustain the show. But then We Are Libertarians started getting hit on YouTube and that really hit. And then 2021 was really a rut. That was like a make it or break it period. So, you know, at that point, I was kind of on the run because I was trying to get away from certain people like reporters and stuff like that after the whole Parler incident. I spent a little time in North Carolina, Maryland, Indiana, and relatively just kind of, you know, hunkered down the most I could. And I was unemployed a lot in 2021. I was contracting, but largely I had a lot of time. So, of course, there was no excuse not to put out 2 episodes a week. And then I moved here in the latter half of 2021 through 2022. And I took a job on very short notice, got an apartment sight unseen out in Wisconsin, a state I had only been to once when I was 16. I was a Civil Air Patrol cadet. And I worked at the Oshkosh Air Show for 2 weeks. But I mean, I didn't even know where Wisconsin was on the map. So I moved out here by myself, my family, my friends, everyone is back in Virginia. My then fiance, now wife, is taking care of her mother who's sick in Maryland. And I came out here and I made myself and her promise that I was going to live a monk life lifestyle. I was going to hustle and grind like nobody's business. And, you know, within all of that time, that year I was here by myself, I tripled my net worth. And that's, remember, this is not too long ago when all the craziness of 2020 had happened, not just to the world, but to me career-wise, personally, like it was a rough period. So I did that. All I did was eat, work, and do jujitsu. I didn't do anything else. It was a very, very boring, concentrated life. Now, with that said, though, this has been going on with the real journey, which is chronicling my life, showing you that it's possible to achieve financial independence within 10 years. And my goal was to become a millionaire, semi-retire by the time I'm 38. I'm 27 now, turning 28 this year. I have no debt. I've got no student loans. I joined the Army. I have no debt. I lived at home, which I was blessed to do. But trust me, guys, you don't want to be at home for long because that starts getting tough with family tensions and stuff. And I worked. Worked through a pay cut, worked through job losses, worked through a lot of things, started multiple side hustles. Eventually, that transformed into multiple businesses and multiple business opportunities. And you know, a lot of self-education because I wasn't always a digital marketer. I went to school for political science. When I was in the Guard, I was an infantry guy. I mean, the only time anyone was ever impressed by seeing infantry officer was when I was applying to be a mall cop. So there's that. But with that said, this past, you know, 5-6 months in Wisconsin particularly have been a giant growth period for me. And I'm becoming more active in my community. I've been trying to expand my network, trying to develop myself as a person, become a better person personally and professionally. You know, I'm trying to really commit to, you know, excelling in jiu-jitsu. I'd like to compete within a year. And I took on a lot of additional obligations through contracts and other things. That, and I went ahead and dropped some big checks on some big opportunities here in the Milwaukee area, which some of you might be interested in, such as the Wisconsin Forum, where you can come listen to conservative and libertarian speakers in Milwaukee. So go to wisconsinforum.org, and you'll see that I am one of the seasonal sponsors. That was not a cheap thing, but I'm doing this because I'm trying to, you know, obtain the wealth to have options in my life. obtain the power over myself and my community around me, so that way I have more options and I have the ability to have more of an impact when I want to do something, especially big things, and the influence so that I can surround myself with good people that are doing great things, and that, the good guys can win in some way. And it's been amazing, because if you listen to the first couple episodes, like, it was a fake it till you make it mentality. And now look at how things have gone. I said a while back, like, if you don't like where you're at, move. I moved. Work and grind until you got multiple active and passive income streams that can, you know, cover your day-to-day living. And I did that. And then it started getting into bigger things and bigger things. And we've had a lot of fun along the way, talking aliens, esoteric stuff, ghost stuff. I mean, we try and have fun. That's why we have this degenerate panel, because it can't all be serious all the time. This is a peek into my life. And with that said, it got to the point where a lot of things, you know, were just kind of, I was kind of doing a lot of things 50%. And the truth is, I've had to reprioritize things, because for me to meet my goals and for me to keep delivering you new content, I have to reprioritize things. So, you know, the time that I was stressing doing episodes like this the night before, it's like, you know, while I'm at work the next day, I don't want to be thinking about what I'm doing for my podcast. I love my job. I really do. And I want to continue to be great at that. And that means, you know, doubling down on that commitment, that effort. And the same goes for other things that I want to do. I can't always do that. So without sacrificing On the Run completely, it was like, you know, how can I live the life worth talking about? Because I don't just want to be the guy talking about other things, talking about other people all the time. What I've been very blessed and privileged in my life is that I've gotten to do a lot of amazing things, and I can give you amazing stories about what's going on in my world, which thankfully a lot of you are part of. So with that said, we're dropping down to Mondays only starting next week. I promise you, if you've been happy with the guests and the topics recently, where I think we've made a lot of strides, we're going to just double down on that and continue to bring you a great show. We might come back to, twice a week in the near future, but I think this is going to prevent burnout on my end. It's going to make sure that you're really getting the best effort out of me on time, all the time. And, this is a good thing, because I've achieved so much of what I've wanted to, thanks to a lot of your help. My clients, you motivate me, my friends, you keep me going, you know, supporters, you really have made this dream possible. And this is just me advancing on the path that I've walked on. I don't see this as a bad thing. I see this as a good thing for me and a good thing for you all. So thank you once again. I'm gonna hang up now and get ready, because I've been, you know, jumbling my mind whether I'm gonna go to class today, go jujitsu, and get my neck twisted a little bit. And I think I'm gonna go do that, and then have a great dinner with my wife. Work about an hour when I get back, and let the show begin tomorrow. So thank you for the 2 years, twice a week. We're going to come down to just Mondays. So Mondays is when you'll get new episodes. And please, if there's one thing you can do for me that I would greatly appreciate, it's going to Apple Podcasts, if you haven't already, and leaving the show a 5-star rating and review, telling people about the value, telling people about the journey that I hope I've helped take you on in this process, because that's the best thing about it. I've made mistakes, I've had accomplishments, but a lot of you have been trying to achieve the same journey with me, and I'd like to hear how I've been, you know, part of your journey as well. So if you could do that on Apple Podcasts, that would be in the world. As always, guys, I'll see you on Mondays, going forward, every Monday, all Mondays. Thank you once again. Good night.